Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show, and I'm Stacy's son, Clark, and here to tell you about it. There are two women wrestling with things of this broken and beautiful life. Each week, they will tackle a topic in a transparent, sometimes distracted, but always fun way that hopefully encourages and challenges you. They will break down each topic by looking at it through four lenses: ourselves, God, our people, and our community. They will then give you a task to go forth with. Vaya con Dios.
Welcome to the Jackie and Stacy Show. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Stacy.
And we're just really happy to be with you for the fourth episode of this series, which we're talking about agency. And as you know, we're doing the fourth lens. I feel like we don't necessarily need to repeat it every time, but the fourth lens is community. We always do. And so if you're a regular listener, you know that that's the case. We've already done self. We've already done faith and our close people. And now we're going to talk about the intersection of agency and community. Dun, yeah. Dun, dun. Mm-hmm. Where do we go with that, Stace?
Well, it's interesting because agency is your own choices, right? Your ability to do or not do something.
So it's very individual by definition.
Yeah. So, but, and I think that sometimes the overwhelm that occurs is like on the big political sphere or like world issues, like how can I affect anything?
Totally.
How can my little ripple actually get out into the world?
Yeah.
And
that can be like paralyzing.
Yeah. And so if you're trying to worry about how my tiny action will end up with world peace or something, that's maybe a little bit too big.
You think?
Yeah. You know, when I was younger, I remember hearing for the first time, like, well, you know, how do you eat an elephant? That question. And I was always like, what the heck
is that? Are we talking about eating an elephant?
Who eats elephants from my Western, you know, culture or whatever?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one eats. Do people eat elephant meat?
Yes, absolutely.
Where, in Africa?
Yes.
Huh. All right.
Like, villages like can thing? Eat for a long, long time.
An elephant. Okay.
Right?
I mean, I think they're protected. Are they not protected?
Yes. But when an elephant, like, dies or something, and I know.
Natural death.
Okay. I think that they go, like, harvest the elephant.
Okay, I actually don't know that.
Let's Google that. Somebody fact check me.
I believe you.
I swear that I'd, like, I think, or I think.
I mean, it makes sense. Why would we not eat elephant meat? We'd never eat every other
kind. Why would you waste a giant elephant meat? Like, you can feed everybody for a long, long time.
This is a very funny conversation.
Okay. And that's how you affect agency and community.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but this that question is like, how do something that's so big and so huge, like, where do you start? Well, one bite at a time. And that's the answer, right? And I was always just like kind of thrown by that because I was too focused on the elephant and like eating an elephant than like it's really just a big task. And, you know, I think about stuff that I've done that has been like eating an elephant, I guess, you know, but my small little piece with plus Jackie's small piece mm-hmm. plus with someone else's, you know, really adds up to building a really big thing. And I mean, anything that anyone has ever done has always just started with one thing. And that's beauty.
Right.
That's just like the beauty. When you see like giant skyscrapers, started with one little thing. Okay. Jackie's Googled about eating an elephant. Tell me the truth.
I don't know. It says, today, all species of elephant are hunted specifically for their meat. This occurs notably in Cameroon, Central African Republic, Republic of Congo, and the Democratic Republic of Congo.
The more you know.
The meat may be taken as a byproduct for eventual sale or to feed the hunting party. Okay, there you go. You know, it's interesting because I was just listening to a podcast by Andy Stanley about leadership, and he talks about, he says, do for one what you wish you could do for all.
Mm.
And I really like that. He's like, we get stuck at like, I want to, you know, cure poverty. He's like, well, just find one person who's hungry and, mm-hmm. and do that. And that's leadership. And the ripple effects, like we talk about all the time, are huge. And so when he talks about kind of along with that, he's like, fair is not a thing. Because then you get stuck on, well, if I can't do it for everyone, I shouldn't do it for anyone. But that's not a thing. He's like, we really can't be fair. It's just not a concern. I mean, he says it much more articulately than that. But anyway, so do for one what you wish you could do for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Garth Brooks, the great theologian, also said,
I will sail my vessel. No.
Reaches out to save a lost soul from harm. It's actually my favorite song that he sings, but it's not as popular.
What's it called?
It's called The Change. And it says, how does it go, you guys? Okay, it's like,
I feel like the name is familiar.
And they say, what good have you done by saving just this one? And he's like, it's like trying to stop a fire with a moisture from a kiss. You know, he sings like all big like that.
I love him.
And it's, he's like, I do this not so that I can change the world, but so the world doesn't change me.
Oh, I love that.
I love that this song, too. You guys. Garth Brooks.
Yeah. Okay. Aside, totally unrelated, and because I can do that because no one's the boss of me.
Agency.
Have you heard Taylor Swift's new album?
No.
Came out yesterday.
I have heard that, that, but I'm not really a giant Swiftie.
Okay. I'm not a giant Swiftie either, but
I just obviously know all her songs just because how could you be in the world without?
I'm not a Swiftie either. I can appreciate a lot of things about her, and I like some of her music and whatever, and I'm just interested I'm interested in it. That's all.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I listen to some of, and then I'm interested in some of the talk around, like, who's this song about? And is it about Travis? Or which ex is it about? I just think it's kind of fascinating to me. But, and she's definitely a lyricist. Like, she's got good lyrics.
She's
That's
incredible.
What made me think of that.
I absolutely am enamored with her, though. I'm just not like a fangirl about anybody.
Me either.
But I'm just so impressed with what she has done. And I learned that she has basically written every single one of her songs.
It's crazy. I know. You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I learned it recently because when everybody was like, you know, why do we have to see Taylor Swift? We want to watch football. And then, you know, all the kind of the backlash or the responses to that I thought were really good. You know, like, just her list of accolades. Yeah, I'm like,
she's incredible.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I just admire her.
Things. Like, she's the first billionaire under something. There's all sorts of cool things about her, like business acumen, and I love it. I think that's impressive. We'll go back to our conversation.
No, but are you enjoying the songs though?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I am. I don't. There's none that make me. There's one too that she has. It's called something like "Thank You, Amy" or something. But the certain letters are capitalized. It spells out Kim, K-I-M, which is a diss on Kim Kardashian. And it's basically like I'm successful as I am now, partially because you threw me shade, you and
ooh, yeah, Kanye.
I'm like, wow.
Dang.
Dang, I mean, it's good. Just so fascinating.
Dang, she's good.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me. And you know, like, the whole talk about, is this relationship with Travis Kelce real, or is it this big old publicity stunt? I'm like, whatever.
Why does she need more publicity?
Right?
My God.
Like, why would she be invested in, like, solving the NFL's problems? Like, she's not, like, some people are like, they're just trying to make bring the NFL back after their whole, like, not kneeling thing or whatever.
What?
Or kneeling during the national anthem. I'm like, I don't think Taylor Swift really feels the need to fix the NFL. But whatever. I know nothing, so it could totally be that.
She might be. It could be a huge... Well, and she might actually not have landed on the moon either, so there's conspiracies for everything.
Exactly. All right, let's get back to agency.
Sorry, but guys. All of that talk is actually kind of part of what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, yay!
Too.
Okay.
Because agency, if we break it down into some parts, like, it's the ability to do something.
Okay.
It's the, like, opinion that you have about how something should go.
Okay.
Like, and then it's the action, like, actually doing the thing.
Okay.
So we all have opinions about stuff. That's what the internet's all about. Mm-hmm. Type. Everyone should, or there's a problem, or whatever.
But that's not what the internet's about for me, by the way.
Okay, it's
to
not.
Clarify.
It's not all about.
At all.
Even a little bit. I redact that statement.
All of those things, yes.
And that it's not all about that, but
it can
that
be,
it can,
for sure.
It can be. People exercise their agency by complaining about stuff. And so I guess what I'm looking to discuss today is noticing something or being affected by something or being charged. We all get this passion in us.
Yeah.
And we get riled up about stuff.
Like a problem or a need or a... Yeah.
Yeah. And that's good. That's a good thing. But what can we do? What are the actions that with the small steps, what are the little bites of the elephant that we can take the small, like what you said earlier, I wrote it down, doing for one what you wish you could do for all, mm-hmm. that do really impact our communities.
Totally. Huge.
And complaining about it won't.
Turns out complaining doesn't fix anything.
Very rarely does it do anything.
Do you think it ever does?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, sometimes complaining does, because I'm a people pleaser. So when someone complains around me, I think it gives me like anxiety, and like then I want to change that. Mm. So now you guys all know, complain to me and I'll.
All right. I'm going to file that away.
Interesting. I'm not as much anymore, but I'm working on that little part of me to step back and be like, no, your complaint doesn't have to actually affect me. And I get to choose to exercise agency whether or not to make your problem my problem.
I love it.
So, that's kind of what I want to talk today. And so I have a couple of examples.
Okay.
All right. About noticing something. And then, so I'm going to give, we'll start with one thing. So when you notice something is broken, there's like kind of, maybe not two types of people, but there's a couple of ways to, you can either approach fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you endure it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you notice something, whether it's, you know, oh, my fingernail broke. That's one that's going to remind you all day long. Because you get that little rough edge of your fingernail.
And drives you nuts.
All day long. Well, but sometimes I'm like sitting down and I don't want to get up to go find a nail file. Like all the things that I would have to do to fix my problem. Like are too many things. So then I endure it.
Okay.
Instead.
You choose endurance.
Or I'm at work or something and I don't have a nail file.
Right.
And then I'm just like rubbing it on my chair and trying to like file it somehow else. Right. So there's having a, noticing a problem or a something that's broken.
Yeah.
And then, fixing it, either fixing it or enduring it. Right. And so I want to think about some things that we notice that maybe that we've already noticed before, Jackie, and that we've done our first little steps and we've seen the impact. So, let me tell you guys a story about my friend Amanda.
I like stories.
Okay. So my friend Amanda, she and I were pregnant at the same time and we just kind of barely knew each other and we both had babies. She had her baby first and her baby, they didn't know, was, she was born with an exposure at the end of her spinal cord and it's called spina bifida and it impacts, you know, your abilities, your body's abilities from that point down. And so she's got some paralyzation and, you know, some other things throughout life. Now she's 13 years old. She's doing great. But as she was younger, she has two older siblings. So Amanda has three kids altogether. And she's been on our podcast before and she's talked.
We've interviewed her.
And they realize the other kids are at parks and they're moving around and their daughter's like two and she's unable to play, mm-hmm. right? And so they have this amazing story where they just happen to like pull over because they're on the side of the road
or something. Yeah.
I don't know, in Utah.
Oh, Utah. Okay.
So you're somewhere. They were like driving to Colorado to their family's ranch or something. And they're driving home, like on this road trip and their son gets car sick. And so they have to like just pull over this random road and he's like puking and stuff. Poor guy. But they pull over there and they see this park that is all like poured rubber surfaces. It's totally like accessible for people in wheelchairs and grandparents to climb, you know, to walk up ramps to go with their grandkids to play and be like immersed in this play experience. And they're like, what is this place? And they, you know, just start, that was like a dream then from that point forward. They were like, we could build this in our hometown in Salinas, California.
Yeah.
And you guys, they did. And they, you know, they had to do small, they had to fundraise. I mean, it was a huge undertaking, like $2 million. They had to get the city to get the land.
Yep.
You know, they had to do all these things and they just did one little thing at a time. And Amanda is just an incredible person that, you know, she's just crazy enough, you know?
Totally.
Like, maybe I could do that
thing. I could do that.
You know, so she noticed something was missing.
Yeah.
And she just kept taking the steps towards it until she got there. Yeah. And, I got into it when, they were doing the build, because it was one of those community builds,
yeah,
right, where everybody comes out and everybody signs up for a shift, and we all went out to do different things. People did childcare, people were barbecuing for the workers, and mm-hmm. in like a week, or I think it was ended up being like 10 days, like the whole community built this park.
It's
pretty
so
much.
So cool.
And, you know, I'm out there, you know, I've never built stuff like
right,
that before,
right.
But they just have this incredible, organized, it's called Leathers and Associates, this, that
That's
comes
what
and
they
builds.
Do. Yeah,
That's
they
what
go
they
around
do.
The country and do that.
And then I ended up being, you know, being a part of that whole community thing. And we all did one little thing.
Yeah.
So first of all, she took the little steps forward, but I mean, all
and
of us.
She got people around her.
Yes.
She rallied.
The troops,
yeah,
right?
She did.
And because that community build thing was so special, like even someone like me could go in and help
yeah.
a little bit
yeah.
and pick up, a, you know, do a couple of shifts.
Yeah.
And together, we all did
yeah.
a little piece and we built this entire incredible
so
playground.
Cool.
And so, and then I joined we formed a board of directors, like a foundation to continue caring for that park and fundraising and
yeah,
maintaining.
Because it's not done
it.
Once it's built. You got to
no.
take care of it.
Yep.
Huge job.
Exactly. So it's a big, huge job.
Yep.
And,
so cool.
I just, you know, that's the kind of community agency
yeah.
that is so amazing.
Powerful. Makes a
yes.
difference in so many lives. And also that's a big one. Like most people listening are going to be like, I'm not going to ever raise $2 million and build a park.
Right. There's only one Amanda,
mm-hmm.
but there were like 3,000 of us
yeah.
that did one part.
Yeah.
And so that's where I want to tell you, cause I don't have a child with, that has a wheelchair.
Right. Right.
I don't have, a child with special needs necessarily. I think everybody does.
Right.
Special needs.
We all have special needs.
We
all
have
what you're
some.
Saying. No physical, right.
Yeah. And so, but I was able to participate.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
were able to participate,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah.
Because we all did one thing
yeah.
because we, you know, looked and at that and thought, yeah, I absolutely want to
I'm
be
in.
A part of that.
Right. So
and so
cool.
I guess that's where I'm going with is we all have that little... Oh, I want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's already an Amanda that's kind of started the idea and they have,
whatever
they're
the idea
spearheading
is.
The thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but you could be a Stacy or a Jackie.
Yeah.
And start being like taking the little baby steps. Cause
yeah.
we all have to do
yeah.
that
yeah.
to get the result.
I love it. It can be scary, right? Even mm-hmm. little things. I think, like, I'm just thinking about even that event, like, going, I did go and help, and I took Matthew, he was, like, 8 or 9, I don't know, I can't do the math, maybe he was 10,
yeah. It's been opened for almost, it's 10, they had the 10th anniversary
oh.
of being open, so he was older.
He was 12-ish, okay, and I can remember I didn't really know anyone, and you walk up, and you're like, hi, and you feel like maybe you don't have any, like, gifts that they can use or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
think about like all the little moments in between the like, oh, I want to do that. I have agency to do that. And now I'm doing it or can be a little bit
it's
daunting.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a really good point.
And so I think there's a piece of that that you have to decide I'm going to take the risk and do this thing, even
mm-hmm.
if it's not
yeah
easy. It's not easy. It's rarely easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I saw, something and it was like looked like a little math equation.
Okay.
And so there was a line in the numerator. Is that the top
nice,
one?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. The numerator says movement and
okay.
the denominator,
nice.
The bottom one.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm just like totally looking at Jackie like, am I getting these right?
I wonder how many adults remember those words. Good job.
Thank you. But the top one and the bottom one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it said movement over... And then the line was, mm-hmm. it was physically over motivation at the bottom.
Love it.
And because if we all sit around and wait until,
we feel
you know,
motivated.
Someone holds my hand
right.
or I feel like comfortable in a situation. And you
right.
and I talk about this all the time.
All the time.
If we wait till we're ready. If we wait till we're perfect.
It will never happen. So true.
That's a good theme song. That should be our opening theme song.
It's beautiful. Just call me Taylor Swift. I think that... Oh, I had a thought and then it left me.
Movement?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I totally agree. Movement, because we talk about that whole thing of the direction of the plane. It just shifts a little bit, but as long as it's in motion, things happen. Like a boat in motion can't... A boat in the dock can't do it, right? Whatever.
I don't know.
I'm mixing up on my metaphor. course.
Lots of transportation metaphors there. Okay.
But also, like, done is better than perfect. Like, yeah. That's similar too, right? Yep. You talk about that. That's a scrapbooking metaphor.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
We used to say all the time, done is better than perfect. And I mean, if you're Stacey, perfect and done can both happen. But if you're me, that cannot happen. So I like, done is better than perfect. And those are just mantras I use all the time in my mm-hmm. life to like force myself to move. Because otherwise I'll just sit there going, well, I don't have this tool. I don't have this tool. I'm not good at this. This might happen, you know, whatever. And so... I think that's really powerful. We got to remind ourselves. And yeah, I read this thing recently. Are you ready for this? I'm going kind of a weird direction with this, but like teen premarital sex is down hugely since the 80s. Isn't that crazy?
Interesting.
And it's just one measure of all of these things that are happening. Cause one of the listen, you do your own research because I will mess this up, but they're just saying like, kids are at home in their rooms on their phones. And so whether you think that's a good or a bad thing that teen premarital sex is down, I mean, in a lot of ways it's a good thing, but it also is representative of some bad things that are happening, which is that kids are just not in relationship with each other. Yeah. They're not dating. Dating numbers are down. They're not engaged in life around them. They're engaged with their phones and with technology and with gaming. And so it can be scary, hard, intimidating to get out there and into the world, and movement can be scary. Mm-hmm. You know, engagement can be scary. Taking that agency to go into your community in any way, shape or form can be intimidating and overwhelming and scary, but it's also super rewarding, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so that's our Vaya con Dios for today.
Okay.
Obviously you guys,
right.
It's movement.
Movement.
And it's
not physical movement necessarily. Yeah.
Go for a run around the block and then think about agent. No,
yeah.
It's, you know, cause you feel, oh, somebody's doing it or something's
right.
broken.
Something needs to be fixed.
Something's broken
or changed.
Fixed or there's an issue.
Yep.
And, or even, this was my other example that I didn't get to.
Oh,
you've noticed something. It's just noticing.
Yeah.
I'm noticing something, noticing. Whether it's broken,
potholes,
whether there's a problem. Yeah. Yes. Stay tuned for our interview.
Yeah.
Or something is confusing even, mm-hmm. and choosing to do the action of learning about it mm-hmm. instead of, you know, this is what I want. I want to not complain about the things. Instead, I want you to move to the next step, which is
movement.
Whether it's a
engagement.
Yes. I want you to go out and engage in something. And then I want you to tell me about it.
Ooh.
I want to know.
I want to know too.
I want to know so bad. So
all right.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Love it.
You
I'm
notice.
In. I'm in.
And then
you move. Notice and then move.
Okay.
All right. It. Exciting.
Yeah. So I love you all very much.
Yep.
And vaya con Dios.